Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. If you're suddenly having trouble breathing, it's probably due to the air quality, which is not going to be so great today. In fact, an air quality health advisory has been issued for ground-level ozone between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. for the city, North Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and Connecticut. And this is actually not just because of the Canadian wildfires. It's because the mercury is so quickly rising. Well, folks with asthma and other respiratory issues should take it easy today. Let's get more on that from our Glenn Chuck.
And that really is the message. Take it easy, especially this afternoon, is the word we're hearing from city officials. We checked in with Christina Farrell. She's the deputy OEM commissioner as to how this they think is going to play out today and what they think people should be doing.
If you notice any symptoms like coughing, shortness of breath, throat irritation, everyone can monitor real-time air conditions at airnow.gov or using the AirNow mobile app. We talked about masks, and as always, if you experience difficulty breathing or severe symptoms, you should call 911 immediately.
And it is the case, so in these situations, children and older adults, people who have a lung or a heart condition should definitely take some extra precautions. Again, they stress probably mostly this afternoon into early evening. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Despite making the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, the Knicks have fired their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. The reaction from fans, mixed.
It's tough for Joe from Manhattan, who says he's 50-50 on Tibbs being let go.
I like the guy a lot. I understand why they want to change, but I don't know. He just had the best season in 25 years for the Knicks. I don't think I would have done it.
He thinks the New York factor played into it, but says the intensity Thibodeau brought was refreshing. Others see it differently.
Tom Thibodeau deserves to be fired. He's been playing people for 45 minutes a night.
Zach Banz thinks Tom Thibodeau was overworking his starters and didn't know when to go to the bench. As for the future, he thinks the Knicks can get right back to where they were with a new coach. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A couple of members of the Gotti family have been arrested. 27-year-old Frankie and 31-year-old John are the grandsons of the late mobster John Gotti. Cops say the pair assaulted former family friend Gino Gabrielli after he allegedly broke into one of their homes and stole $3,300. He was arrested, but then police say the Gotti brothers went to his house and beat him in front of his mother. Frankie and John are now facing charges of their own. They're due back in court August 7th. The Democratic primary for mayor really shifting into gear tonight. That's when 9 candidates will take the stage for their first formal primary debate, hosted by NBC4, Telemundo, and Politico. Political consultant Hank Shonkoff telling 1010 Winds this comes down, in his opinion, to 2 candidates, Zohran Mamdani and Andrew Cuomo.
All he's got to do is stand his ground and talk about the issues that he's been talking about, which have already been, which he spent a lot of time getting more cops, getting more housing, making the city feel that it's being run and under control, which is his basic themes. Mamdani's issue is still the same. He's got to talk about what works, which is affordability.
Bradley Tusk, CEO of Tusk Ventures and a former campaign manager for past mayoral candidates, including Andrew Yang, says this is the former governor's debate to lose.
I think the key is for Cuomo to not screw up and have something go viral that could really impact his standing. And for everyone else, the key is to land a knockout punch that really gets them a lot of media attention and helps them break through.
The primary is June 24th. A GoFundMe has been launched now to help the 50 employees at a popular restaurant in Union Square that was severely damaged last month by fire.
The May 18th fire in the chimney of Ribalta's brick oven caused over $350,000 in damage. Co-owner and chef Pasquale Cosolino said insurance will cover those losses.
But the workers are not replaceable. And many of them, they work for us for more than 10 years.
A GoFundMe has raised over $20,000. Cosolino's partner, Rosario Procino, said the goal is $30,000 more.
Just a huge, huge thank you for all the people supporting us, and we will not forget of that. We will keep it in mind as soon as we are up and running.
Which they hope will be in the next few weeks. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
A Queens public school teacher has been arrested for allegedly raping a student. Cops say this happened last year at the home of the then 13-year-old girl, who more recently filed a police report. 36-year-old David Ospino was taken into custody yesterday at IS-204 in Long Island City and is charged with both rape and child endangerment. 1010 Winds has reached out to the city education department and is awaiting a response. A judge has denied a request to immediately release the Venezuelan migrant, who is also a New York City high school student, who was arrested 2 weeks ago after attending a hearing in his asylum case. Lawyers for the 20-year-old asked for that based on a recent medical diagnosis. They say once the judge reviews the medical records, they are hopeful the request will be granted. In the meantime, Mayor Adams appears to have shifted gears when it comes to this particular case.
A legal brief supporting Dylan Contreras, who attended a remedial school in the Bronx, comes after a protest walkout by fellow students and criticism of Mayor Adams' response to the 20-year-old's arrest. The mayor said he doesn't want migrants to be scared to go to their court hearings.
Because if you deter people from following out the process, then you can create a level of people being fearful of our court system.
Adams said he has not spoken to Dylan's family, nor would he appeal to the Trump administration to stop similar arrests in a city with a sanctuary status designed to protect migrants who follow the law. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.